Yo, what they do, cuz? Cousins, buzzins, what's happening? Only fans, porn hubs, porn stars, Snapchat thoughts. You back on with your host with the most, the Strong Minds Westman. You back on Conversation with Strong Minds. I know it's a little late right now, but I'm getting ready to get off work. This is my, 11:40? 11:41, what's poppin', man? What y'all got for me? I don't really have much for nobody right now. Shit, I ain't got much for myself. But like I was saying earlier on Instagram, whoever's listening, to all my listeners, if you haven't got gas yet, or if you haven't watched the news or CNN, or if you don't read or get the daily news update, this world is under attack, man. The gas pipeline's been hacked. Cyber hackers. The gas pipeline been under cyber attack. So, if you haven't had gas, you need to get gas. There won't be no gas nowhere in the next few days, 2 to 3, maybe 4 days at least. Just shit, as we speak, I had to go on my lunch break. Well, my dinner break as always, because who the fuck have lunch at 9 p.m.? So when I went on my dinner break, I had to go find a gas station to fill up the tank. And it's crazy because there weren't, none of them shits weren't open. I had to keep driving to find one. Mind you, I only have an hour lunchtime. An hour break time to get something to eat and come back. So I spent my whole break time getting some motherfucking gas, finding a gas station to go to and shit. But, yeah, man. Like, the cyber attackers, they hacked the pipeline, so everything's low on fuel. And they're asking for a ransom, and as we all know, the United States does not negotiate with terrorists. Which is dumb, because they negotiate for everything else. Fuckers negotiate shit when it benefits them the most, I would say. And with that being said, I better get prepared. Get some gas and prepare yourself mentally and physically, because who knows the way this shit is going, the murder rate gonna go up. No gas, motherfuckers won't be able to leave their house, won't be able to go to work, won't be able to get no income if you ain't got no gas to go nowhere. And pay attention, man. Like, that's how the first purge happened. Like, y'all gotta be careful and watch what's going on. Pay close attention. There's a lot of shit going on. Like they said, it's a rocket that went missing or exploded or some shit like that. And they don't know where it's gonna land or where the piece is going. A fucking rocket ship. They don't know what state or what country that bitch gonna drop in. So it's a lot of shit that's going on, man. Gas station's been jam pack. But I think the government trying to do, they trying to bring out that purge shit, man, because it's a lot. Like, with no gas nowhere in the world, murder rate's going to go up. Everything going to go up, especially if gas go up to $6 a gallon, $7 a gallon. It's going to be fights everywhere, man. You got like, fuck, you think they're going to pay $6, $7 a gallon of gas? It is down here hot, so you run. Miami, Florida, hot as shit, so you run the AC as soon as you jump in the whip, you feel me? So for there to be no gas nowhere, this shit about to get crazy. Big time, man. But y'all get at me, man, you feel me? I'm supposed to have a upcoming artist up on the show next time. If we on the podcast. Might be tomorrow, my nigga Keyshawn Keys up. That young boy been in the studio, man, dropping shit. So I'm gonna have him come up on a podcast and play some of his music. Now, you know if that boy music trash, I have to tell him. Because then I won't be a true friend if his music suck and I let him go around thinking that shit good, you feel me? If his music suck and I sit there and be like, yo, yeah, that shit fire, knowing that shit trash. I mean, but that's how it be. Yeah.